ओम अज्ञान तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति सपदान्ति। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी बृखभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे आई शैल स्पीक टू यू अबाउट ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ गॉड। This was discussed between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukhdev Goswami in connection with one Brahmin who was very much fallen and addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, but he was saved simply by chanting the holy name. So, this is from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the universal planetary system have been very nicely explained. And within the planetary system there is some planetary system which are called Hellish planet. Actually, in every scripture, not only in Bhagavad, in other religious scripture, the description of hell and heaven are there, somewhere or other. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find where are those hellish planets, how it is distant from this planet. Just like modern astronomy, they have got calculation how far the moon planet is there from here, what is the distance, what is the distance between earthly planet, the sun planet. Similarly, there are hellish planets also. Just like we have got practical experience, even on this planet there are different conditions of atmosphere. Western countries nearing the North Pole, the climate is different from India because it is near the equator. As there are differences of atmosphere and condition of life within this planet, similarly there are particular planets also. The condition of life, atmosphere, and everything is different. So after hearing all these descriptions of hellish planets, as there are heavenly planets, there are hellish planets also. So Parikshit Maharaj inquiring from Sukhdev Goswami, अधुना इह महाभाग जथैव नरका नर नाना उग्र जातना नेया तन्मे व्याख्यायितुम अर्हसि. सर, आई हैव हर्ड फ्रॉम यू अबाउट मेनी हिलिस प्लेनेटरी डिस्क्रिप्शन एंड द मेन हु आर वेरी मच सिनफुल, दे आर पुट इन टू दोज प्लैनेट्स. But Parikshit Maharaj is a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is always feeling for others' distress. That is Vaishnava. Don't make this sound. Vaishnava paradukha dukhi. They are very much afflicted with others, I mean to say, miserable life. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he presented himself as very much afflicted with others' miserable condition of life. So all the Vaishnavas, devotees, it doesn't matter which country he belongs to, or which sect he belongs to, anyone who is God conscious or Krishna conscious. Therefore, to blaspheme a Vaishnava, a preacher of God's glory, is great offense. Krishna or God will never tolerate offense on the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. So here Parikshit Maharaj is asking because he is a Vaishnava. Mind that. Vaishnava is actually feeling para dukkha dukkhi. Kripam buddhi. These are the adjectives of the qualification. Sit down. Kripam buddhi means ocean of mercy, kripam buddhi, and paradukha dukkhi, vanchakalpataru. Vanchakalpataru means everyone has got desires, but Vaishnava can fulfill all desires. Kalpataru. Kalpataru means desire tree. There is a tree which is called desire tree. Here in this material world, you get a fruit, a particular type of fruit, from a particular type of tree. But in Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha planets, all the trees, because they are spiritual, so you can get anything you like from any tree. That is described in the Brahma Sanghita. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpabrikha. Kalpabrikha means desired. So here Parikshit Maharaj is asking, Udhuna, now, iha mahabhaga. Vaishnava is addressed as mahabhaga. Bhaga means fortunate. One who becomes Vaishnava, God conscious, he is to be understood as great fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore has said that ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The living entities are rotating in different species of life, in different planetary system, all over the universe. Brahmanda means a living entity can go anywhere, hell, heaven, as he likes, as he prepares himself. So there are many heavenly planets, many hellish planets, many species of life. not only planet, this is varieties. 8,400,000 species of life. So a living entity is rotating, wandering according to the type of mentality he is creating in the present life. He is getting next life, similar body. As you sow, so you reap. This is going on. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe brahmanna bhramite. The living entity is rotating. Out of them, millions, numberless living entities are rotating. Out of them, one who is fortunate, Eirupe brahmanna bhramite, kono bhagyobanji, kono, not all. If all would have been so fortunate, everyone would have taken to this Krishna consciousness. It is being distributed freely everywhere. But why they are not taking to it? Because unfortunate. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, kono bhagyavan, only one who is fortunate. Because, why fortunate? But because if he takes to Krishna consciousness, all the problems of his life become solved. But he would not take to it due to his unfortunate condition. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, only the fortunate persons, there are many fortunate persons all over the world, and many unfortunate persons also. So those who are fortunate, they are taking to this Krishna consciousness, this ideal life, hopeful life, pleasant life, blissful life, life of knowledge. They are taking to it. But it is the duty of Vaishnava to go door to door to make them fortunate. Although they are unfortunate, but you have to go door to door to make them fortunate. That is your duty. So, if Vaishnava is thinking, Mahabhaga, how these people can be delivered from this hellish condition of life? That was his inquiry. Sir, you have described that on account of these sinful activities, he is put into this hellish condition of life or in hellish planetary system. Now, what are the counter methods by which they can be saved? This is the question. This question, because he is Vaishnava, he is thinking, oh, so many living entities are suffering. How they can be saved? A Vaishnava comes, God also comes, and God's son, or very confidential devotee, also comes. Their only mission is how to save these sinful men who are suffering so much. That is their mission. They have no other mission. Just tell Prahlad Maharaj, when Nrisimhadev met him, he said a very nice verse. I'll quote that verse. So, Prahlad Maharaj says one place, naiva udbiji para durattaya vaitaranya sadbidja gayana maha mritamagna chitya. Soche tato bhimukha chetasa indriyartham maya sukhaya bharamud bahuto bhimuran. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, I am not very much anxious for my deliverance because Mayavadi philosophers, they are very much, careful that my salvation may not be interrupted if I go to preach and in association with others, if I fall down, then my business will be finished. So they do not come. Only Vaishnav comes at the risk of their fall down. They do not fall down. But they go even to the hell to deliver. This is Prahlad Maharaj's mission. He says that no udbije, I'm not very much anxious or perturbed because I am living in this material world. Naivadbije para durataya vaitaranya. Vaitaranya means this hellish condition of life, how to cross the river of hellish condition of life. So I have no anxiety for that. Why you are not anxious? He says, sadbijya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. Because somewhere or other I have been trained to be always in Krishna consciousness. Therefore I have no anxiety. There is confidence. One who is purely in Krishna consciousness, he is confident that next life is going to Krishna. So if you simply, carefully execute our Krishna conscious regulative principles, it is sure, actually. In the Bhagavad Gita, that is stated, then Prahlad Maharaj says, there is only one anxiety for me. You see, he has no anxiety for himself. But he has still anxiety. What is that? Soche. Tato bhimukha chetasa. I am anxious for these persons who are not Krishna conscious. That is my anxiety. For me, I have no anxiety. But I am thinking of these persons who are not Krishna conscious. Why they are not Krishna conscious? Na maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bimuran. These rascals, they have created a civilization. A humbug civilization. For temporary happiness. Maya sukha. Actually, this is the fact. Humbug civilization. So many cars are being manufactured every year. And for that purpose, so many roads are to be excavated, prepared, and problems after problems. Therefore, it is mayasu. We are trying to be happy this way, manufacture some way, but it creates another problem. I'm giving this particular example of motor cars, because in your country you have got the greatest number of cars. But that has not solved the problem. You have manufactured cars. I have practical experience. When Dayananda wanted to take me to a doctor from Los Angeles, it is 30 miles off. 30 miles off. So I had to take trouble to go 30 miles and come 30 miles before I could consult the doctor. You see? And if you have created cars, then you must have meet your friends and necessities 30 miles off, 40 miles off. You can go from New York to Boston in 1 hour, but go to the airport, it will take 3 hours. Therefore, it is called Maya Sukhaya. Maya means false, illusory. We are trying to create some very comfortable situation, but creating another uncomfortable situation. This is called Maya. This is the way of, if you do not be satisfied by the natural comforts offered by God or nature, if you want to create artificial comforts, then you have to create another discomfort for you, counteract. They do not know that. They are thinking that we are creating very comfortable situation. 50 miles going to the office for earning livelihood, 50 miles from one place to another. I saw in Hawaii when Gaurisundar was working to maintain our temple, he was working. Unfortunately, he had to go 50 miles off from the temple to work for it. So I was very sorry to see this boy is going 50 miles. How Krishna will say, but Krishna has given us chance. Now they haven't got to work. So Prahlad Maharaj says that these Bhimuran, these materialistic persons, these rascals, he has exactly used this word, Bhimura. Murha, I have already explained several times in connection with Bhagavad-gita. Murha means rascals. And here, Prahlad Maharaj uses another nice word with addition, Bhimura. B means vishesha, particularly. This Bhimura, maya sukhaya bharamud bahoto. They have created unnecessary burden on their shoulder simply for temporary happiness. Temporary happiness. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, a sannyas, renounced order of life, is recommended for prosecuting spiritual life absolutely without any anxiety. If one can execute Krishna consciousness in family life, that's very good. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was a family man, magistrate. Still, he executed devotional service so nicely. Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, they were grihasthas, householders, but they trained themselves in such a nice way that even household, as a householder, there was no interruption. Just like Prahlad Maharaj said, that I have learned the art how to remain always in Krishna consciousness. What is that? Sadbija Gayana Mahamrita. Simply glorifying the victorious activities, pastimes of the Lord. Tadbija. Bija means very strenuous, very heroic. Bija means heroic. So Krishna's activities are all heroic. You can read from Krishna book, tad bija gayana. Krishna's name, Krishna's fame, Krishna's activities, Krishna's associates, everything is heroic. So Prahlad Maharaj says, for me, I am certain, wherever I shall go, I can glorify your heroic activities, and I am safe. There is no question of my falling down. But I am simply anxious for these persons who have created a type of civilization that they are always busy and working hard. So I am thinking of them. prayena deva munaya sabhimukti kama maunang charanti vijanena parathanishtha naitan vihaya kripanana vimukha eko nannang tadanna saranang brahmato unupasse. He says, my dear Lord, there are many saintly persons, sages, munayo. Munayo means saintly persons, philosophers. Prayana deva munayo, sabhimukti kama. They are very much interested for their own liberation. Sabhum, sa means own. Sabhimukti kama. And maunam charanti vijane na parathanishtha. They try to live in solitary place, in Himalayan mountain, mauna, not talk to anyone, charanti, because they are always afraid that if I mix with these ordinary people in the city, I may be disturbed, I may fall down. Better let me save myself first of all. So Prahlad Maharaj is regretting that these great saintly persons, they do not come in the city where they have manufactured a civilization all day and night, working very hard. So, but I am anxious for them. This is Prahlad Maharaj. Maunang charanti vijane parathanishtha. No parathanishtha. They are not very much compassionate with these fallen people who are unnecessarily working so hard simply for sense gratification. If there is some substance in this working hard, no, they do not know what is the substance. And at most they know sex, that's all. Working so hard day and night, and what is the satisfaction? Either naked dance, go to the naked club, or this or that. Maunam charanti bija. But Prahlad Maharaj says, naitan vihaya kripanana vimukha eka. My Lord, I do not require salvation alone. Unless I take all these fools with me, I will not go. He refuses to go to the kingdom of God without taking all these fallen souls. Just see, this is Vaishnava. He says, naitan vihaya kripanana vimukha eka. Then, what is your process? You are very ambitious, that's all right. You want to take all of them with you to the kingdom of God. But what process? People may ask. How you are going to do that? He says, nannang tadanna saranang brahmatonu kosh. I simply want to teach them how to surrender unto you. That's all. That is my process. Because he knows as soon as he surrenders, his path is clear. Because Krishna is yours. Sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tva sarva papebhyo mukkhoishyami. So simply, somehow or other, let them bow down before Krishna. That's all. Very simple method. As soon as he bow down before Krishna with faith, my Lord Krishna, I was forgetful of yourself so long, so many lives. Now I have come to consciousness. Please accept me. That's all. If people simply learn this technique and sincerely surrenders himself to the Lord, his path is immediately open. So, these are the Vaishnava philosophical thoughts. How they are thinking for the conditioned souls, fallen souls, how they can be delivered They are making plan in that way. They're always that busy in that business, how to deliver. Just like Goswamis. About the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples. What was their business? That is stated by Srinivasacharya. Nana shastra vichara naiko nipunau saddhanma sangasthapakau lokanam hitakarinau tribhuvane mannau saranyakaru. Radha Krishna padara vinda bhajana nandina mattalikau bandi rupa sanatanau ragujugau sri jiva gopala. So, they are busy. Nana shastra vichara. They are consulting many authoritative scriptures, how to put people in the right religious way of life. Nana shastra vicharanakam saddharma samastha. Why? Lokanam hitakarino. Actually, for doing welfare activities to the people in general, not for themselves. A Vaishnava is liberated, and he can keep himself liberated always, anywhere, any place, without any hindrance, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So, but still, they are very much anxious for the conditioned souls. Similarly, here also, Parikshit Maharaj says that Sukadeva Goswami, you have described about the different types of hellish condition of life. Now, how they can be delivered? Kindly explain that. Adhunayaha Mahabhaga jathaiva narakat nara. Nara means human being, those who are fallen. How they can be delivered? Narakat nara. Nana ugra jatanan niyat. Ugra jatanan. Miseries. Jatana. Jatanan pains. Horrible pains. Ugra. Ugra means horrible. Very strong. Pain. Painful life. How they can be delivered? Nana ugra jatanana. Tanme vyakhyatam arahasya. If you will kindly explain how they can be delivered. That is Vaishnava heart. Never mind. Somehow or other, they have fallen down to this condition, this hellish condition of life. But that does not mean that they should remain in that condition of life. There must be some ways and means by which they can be delivered. So if you kindly explain that. Now Sukadeva Goswami says, Nached ihaiva upachetin jathangahasa kritasya kurjyan manaukti pani bhi ध्रुवं सई सबई प्रत्या नरकानुपैति जे कीर्तिता में भवत स्थिग्म जातना. Yes, I have already described the different types of hellish condition, and there are very severe, painful life. But one has to counteract it. How? These kinds of sinful activities are committed in various ways. He says that kritasya kurjana mana ukti pani bhi. We can commit sinful activities by mind. If I think of something committing, I shall kill that man. If I make plan, Even if I do not kill that man, simply because I am thinking killing that man, that is also sinful. Ukti panimi, thinking, mind, thinking, feeling, willing, then there is action. So, here it is said, mana ukti panimi. Just like the other day I was reading in some book, that if you are passing on road, if other's dog barks, then that is an offense on the part of the dog owner, according to law. So why one should be scared by dog barking? One should take care of his dog. I have read it. This is a law in your country. So, it is simply barking, but it is sinful. It is sinful, not because, see, it is animal, but the owner of the animal, who has made the dog as the best friend, he is responsible by law. He is responsible, that is your law in the country, I am speaking of your law. He is responsible. If any dog, outside dog enters your house, the dog may not be killed, but the owners of the dog may be prosecuted. I read this. Similarly, if a barking of dog is unlawful, so when you speak something offensive to others, that is sinful. That is also like barking. Therefore, sinful activities are committed in so many ways. We are so much dependent. If we think of sinful activities, or if we speak something sinful activities, ukti pani bhi, or we commit something sinful activities with hands, they are all sinful activities. Dhruvam savai pratyaya narakanupi. So, one has to suffer. People, they do not believe next life because they want to avoid this botheration. But you cannot avoid this botheration. If you do not go according to law, as there is punishment even in this state of our life. If I commit some sins, criminal activities, the state will punish me. Similarly, if we do something which is punishable, I may avoid the state law, but I cannot avoid God's law. That is not possible. I can hide myself cheating others or committing theft, and thus, thereby I save myself from the punishment of the state laws, but I cannot save myself from the superior law, the law of nature. Devijisa gunamai mamumaya durutteya. It is very difficult. There are so many witnesses. The daylight is witness, the moonlight is witness. These are described. You cannot say that I am committing these sins, nobody is seeing me, there is no witness. So how I can be seen? And the supreme witness is Krishna. He is sitting within your heart. He is noting down what you are thinking, what you are doing. He is giving facility also. If you wanted to do something, to satisfy your senses. So Krishna is giving facility. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnanam apohananchi. From me there is remembrance, knowledge, smriti jnanam apohananchi, and forgetfulness. So Krishna gives us chance. If you want Krishna, then he will give you full chance how to have Krishna. And if you don't want Krishna, then he will give you full chance how to forget Krishna. Two things are going on. If you want to forget, if you want to enjoy life, forgetting Krishna, forgetting God, then Krishna will give you all facilities so that you can forget Him. And if you want to enjoy life with Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will give you a chance how to make your progress in Krishna consciousness. That is up to you. If you think that without Krishna consciousness you will be happy, do that. Krishna does not object to that. Jathechasi tatha kuru. Krishna, after advising Arjuna, he simply inquired, now I have explained to you everything. Whatever you desire, you can now do. Then immediately Arjuna replied, karishe vachanam tapa. Now I shall execute your order. That is Krishna consciousness. God does not interfere with your little independence. If you want to act according to the order of God, then God will help you. Even sometimes you fall down, if you become sincere that from this time I shall remain Krishna conscious and execute His orders, then Krishna will help you in all respects. Even if you fall down, He will excuse you and He will give more intelligence. Don't do this. Now go on with your duty. But if you want to forget Krishna, if you want to become happy without Krishna, He will give you so many chances that you will forget Krishna. He will forget life after life. That's all. So here Parikshit Maharaj says that it is not that if I say there is no God, there will be no God, and whatever I do, that will not be, I will not be responsible for that. That is atheistic theory. Atheists do not want God because they are always sinful, and if they think of God, that there is God, then there is a great link of punishment. They shudder, therefore they deny God. That is their process. Because if they forget God, there is God, then there is no punishment. He can do whatever he likes. Just like the animals, the rabbits, when they are attacked by a greater animal, they close their eyes. He thinks that I'm not going to be killed. That's all. But he is killed. Similarly, we may deny the existence of God, the law of God, the exigencies of God, but they are already there, just like I, God, in state. If you say, I don't care for God, I'm in the state, government, but you'll be forced to accept government laws. You'll be put into the prison house and you'll be forced because you denied state laws, now you suffer. Similarly, I may decry the existence of God, there is no God, I am God, that you may think foolishly like that, but you are responsible for all your activities, either good or bad, it doesn't matter. There are two kinds of activities, good or bad. If you act nicely, pious activities, then you get good chance. And if you act sinfully, then you have to suffer. So Sukhdev Goswami says, tasmat puraivas asuhya papaniskrito jajeta mrittu apibadattam atmana dosasya drishta gurulabhagam jatha bhishak chikitsate ruja nidanobit. There are different kinds of what is called condonment, Prayaschitta. What is that exact English? Yes. What is the meaning of condonment? Not condemnation. Not condiment. Condone. Suppose if you commit some sin and counteract it by some other thing, what is called? Just like in Christian Bible there is atonement, yes. That's it. Atonement. I was forgetting this man. Atonement. So Sukhdev Goswami suggests that you should know the responsibility, and according to the gravity of sinful life, you should accept some type of atonement as they are described in the Shastras. Actually, according to Vedic way of life, there is a class of Brahmins who, just like you go when you are diseased, you go to the doctor for atonement, for paying doctor's bill. Similarly, they go to a Bhattacharya. So Bhattacharya is supposed to give him prescription that, yeah, I have committed such sin, sir. What is my atonement? He gives you a prescription that you do like this. So Sukhdev Goswami says that according to the gravity of sinful life, one has to execute the prescribed atonement. Exactly, he gives the example, dosasya drishtya gurulaghavam yatha bhishak chikitsate ruja nidanavit. Exactly like when you go to consult a physician, he prescribes a nice medicine or costly medicine according to the gravity of the disease. If you have simply some headache, he may prescribe you something like aspirin. But if you have got something else very severe, he immediately prescribes that it has to be surgically operated and the expenditure will be $1,000. So similarly, this is also disease condition. Atonement, the sinful life, this is also disease condition. It's like we are accepted this chain of birth and death. This is disease condition of the soul. The soul has no birth and death, no disease, because it is spirit, soul. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, na jayate, soul has no birth, na mriyate, it has no death. Nitya sasutoyam na hannate hannumani sarire. Soul is eternal, shasata, existing, everlasting. Don't think that it is lost along with the dissolution of this body. No. Na hannate hannumani sarire. Na hannate means it is not killed or it is destroyed. Even after the destruction of this body. This is the missing point of modern civilization. They do not know. There is no educational system in the university. What happens after death? There is no such educational system. The most defective education. Because without this knowledge, what happens after death? Without this knowledge, one who is dying, without this knowledge, he is animal. The animal does not know that what he is going to have, another body, how it is. He has no such knowledge. But human life is not meant for becoming an animal, simply interested in eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. You may have very nice arrangement for eating, or you may have many nice buildings for sleeping, or you may have very good arrangement for sex life, or you may have very good defense force to protect yourself. But that does not mean that you are in human civilization. But that type of civilization is there in the animal life. They are also interested in eating. They are also interested in sleeping. They are also interested in sex life. And according to their own method, they defend also. Then where is the distinction between a human life and animal life? If you are simply engaged with these four principles of our bodily necessities. The distinction is, when a human being is inquisitive, why I am put into this miserable condition of life? Is there any remedy? Is there any perpetual eternal life? I want, I shall not die. I shall live very happily and peacefully. Whether there is a chance, what is that method, what is that science? When these inquiries will be there and steps will be taken for answering the question, that is human civilization. Otherwise, it is dog civilization. If there is no such inquiry, then it is animal. Animals are satisfied if they can eat something and sleep and have some sex life and some defense, that's all. There is no defense, actually, because nobody can protect himself from the hands of the cruel death. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu wanted to live forever, and he underwent severe austerities. The so-called scientists are also saying that by scientific method we shall stop death. This is also another crazy utterances. That is not possible. You may make very much advance in scientific knowledge, but there is no solution by your so-called science of these four problems: birth, death, old age, and disease. There is no solution. Therefore, one who is intelligent, he will be eager how to solve these four prime problems. That is intelligence. Because nobody wants to die. Why shall I die? But there is no remedy. I have to die. Everyone is very much anxious to stop, increase the population by so many contraceptive methods, but still birth is going on. So there is no stoppage of death, there is no stoppage of birth. And you might have invented very nice medicine by your scientific method, up-to-date medicines, but you cannot stop the disease. Just discover a tablet, that you take this tablet, there will be no more any disease. That is not possible. Disease will there, or you can invent some better medicine. That is the way. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. One might think that he has solved all the problems of his life, but where is the solution of these four problems? Birth, death, old age, and disease. That is intelligence. But there is a solution. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattata taktadi hung punarjanma naiti mame iti kahunti. If anyone understands about my appearance and disappearance and activities, in truth, not superficially, in truth, janma karma madhyu janati tattat. Tattat means truth, not superficially, ephemerally, actually. So what he gains? He gains that takta diham, after giving up this body, because we have to give up this body, every one of us. We are giving up bodies every moment. So the last phase of giving up this body is called death. Krishna says, takta diham, after giving up this body, punarjanma naiti. He does not accept anymore a material body. Why? Mameti, because he returns back to Krishna. When you have to go to Krishna, then you have to prepare your body, spiritual body. And that is Krishna consciousness. If you keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, then gradually you prepare your next body, spiritual body, which carries you immediately to Krishna Loba, and you become happy and live there perpetually, blissfully. Thank you very much.